6 a.m. We actually have a quorum. In the absence of the mayor or our other leadership, I will, maybe we should wait half a second more for them. Thank you all for being here. There's coffee and donuts over on this side of the horseshoe for those of you who want some.
Excuse me if I could. Could I ask for the I just want to ask a quick question. Since we are having discussion. Excuse me. What is the question? Comment? You can't talk.
In the absence of leadership, I'll call this meeting of the Dallas City Council to order. I believe I can. Under Robert's rules, in the absence of a presiding officer, I get to call it to order.
Good morning,
members.
The meeting is validly posted, but under your council rules of procedure, there is a ranking order for a meeting to be called to order. That is the mayor. In the absence of the mayor, is the mayor pro tem. In the absence of the mayor pro tem, it is the deputy mayor pro tem. In the absence of those three, it is the city secretary. Council, that is the those are the only authorized individuals under your rules of procedure to open a meeting.
Ooh, gamesmanship, Larry. Wow.
It's not. It's the rules.
Hey, it's 8:45. You think you could have told me that yesterday? When we talked, like yesterday, when we had a meeting at my office, that might have been a nice time. Hey, where's Rosa?
Those are the rules.
Hey, somebody who serves at the will of the council might ought to be here for a meeting. That's an interesting career choice. All right, here we go.
Special meeting, Mr. Mayor.
I'm impressed. 3 minutes. All righty. Who, Mr. Clayton's not here. Oh, there's Ms. Clayton. Anybody? So we got everybody?
We're here. We're
Where's Mr. Wilson? So, good morning, everybody. It is 8:49. A special meeting has been requested on Wednesday, February 8th, in accordance with the charter and posted on Friday, February 3rd, 2017, by Mr. Kingston, Mr. Griggs, and Mr. Clayton, and I call that meeting to order. Over the past year or so, the City Council has been discussing a bond package in the range of $800 million. We hadn't really finalized it. It was in that range. We all seem to agree that a big chunk of that money should go to improving streets. And I believe we believe that and want to make sure that happens. I've been pushing for a November bond vote because of the issues that we were facing as a city financially, and because Mr. Broadnax is a week old in his job, and because the majority of the council could not agree on a bond package necessary. Notably, on January 4th, the city council briefing meeting, we held a non-binding straw vote to determine where council members stood on that matter. 9 of us voted in support of a November 2017 bond package. 5 council members voted in support of working to put together a May bond program. Now, one council member was absent, and he too supports a May bond program. What I said at that meeting on January 4th was that we would entertain a proposal for those 6 council members if they could get one together within the 2 weeks that followed that meeting. We had a briefing meeting on that Wednesday. None was shown, and so we were not briefed on that. What happened was 2 days following, we got a 5-person signature that was not a bond proposal. It was a 6th-grade division problem, saying how much money we should have, and we should just divide it all up. It was, and my obligation is to bring it to council on the first Wednesday after 30 days, which would put it later than necessary to call the bond election. The request for this morning's meeting came with a little more detail, but it was delivered on Friday, and the deadline to call for a May bond program is today. We have not seen a lot of backup, and the city management has not given us a briefing on what was sent for this proposal. I think voting on a last-minute proposal through this body with no public input, I think, is a tricky proposition. A bond package of this magnitude requires vetting through the council, and that's what I believe in. Now, the reason we're having this meeting is individuals wanted to, and they appropriately used the city charter to call the meeting, and I think that's in everybody's prerogative to use every rule that they have to move forward. I think it's okay that we disagree from time to time on this. In our charter, there is a provision that was put in the 1930s where three individuals can call for a public meeting. That was when there were nine council members. And for some reason, during our charter review, that was not vetted, and so we have two conflicting issues on how you bring things to matter. It's in the city charter, and I think that's fine, and that's why we're going to have that's why we called the meeting this morning. And so I just wanted to kind of explain what was going on. I think we all want our roads fixed, and we want to do that in November. I believe it's my job to really work for and lead forward the will of this council. And it is clear to me that the will of the council is to make sure this is done in November. So knowing that and knowing we're in this situation, I'm using every tool I've got to move this forward, and I'm calling an adjournment to this meeting at this point. So I will entertain a motion to deny that adjournment. Do we have a second? Okay. Those that want to deny my adjournment, show your hands.
Record.
Please cast your vote.
Vote yes to deny.
All have voted. Voting in favor, Council Members Medrano, Clayton, Kingston, Callahan, and Griggs. Voting against, Council Members McGue, Arnold, Thomas, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Wilson, Council Members Gates, Kleinman, Mayor Rawlings, Mayor Pro Tem Alonzo, Council Member Grayson, and Young.
Good. The meeting is adjourned. We'll start in 5 minutes the next meeting. Thank you.
Time is 8:55.
You guys are brave. I'll give you that.